taking their mothers or their fathers to old people's home, even though there are some people. But I don't know. I don't have a friend that has a mother or a father in an old people's home. And I know that there's bound to be some, because I imagine there's maybe 300 rooms for old people here. Mm-hmm. And they're building more and more so. But I don't have a friend that does have one in there. No matter how old their grandmother is or how old their grandfather is or how old their father or mother, mm-hmm. they always stay home, or they'll build an extra room into the house and they live with the children. Mm-hmm. And this is just a custom that's been followed, you know, down and down and down. And I imagine up north you have quite a bit of old people's homes, that because there's nobody to take care of them. And here you have people, you know, you hire a maid that you can afford to hire to take care of your mother and father, to feed them and cook for them, and then you go by and visit. And if not, you usually bring her home with you. Mm-hmm. So this is, and this is very common here.
Something a man would wear if he was going to go to church on Sunday.
A suit?
Mm-hmm. And if he just bought it, it would be a brand
new suit.
Do you remember the three-piece suit?
Yeah.
What are the different pieces of that?
It's a coat, the pants, and there goes the vest. Mm-hmm. In Spanish, it's a chaleco. That's what I call it, a three-piece suit. Mm-hmm. But I would probably say, well, this is where the Tex-Mex comes in, you know. I'll go back and I'll think, well, I'd say, well, you asked me what a three-piece suit is. I'd say, well, the coat, the pants, and the chaleco. And the chaleco would be the vest. But I would probably say chaleco because it sticks more to my mind than anything. Because there's a lot of chalecos that are worn in Mexico.
And it's not worn here much?
No.
Any other name for pants?
Trousers.
Okay. And something that a man would wear if he's working out around a barn, something farmers wear.
Coveralls.
Or?
Overalls.
Okay. Is there a difference?
Well, isn't coveralls you wear without a shirt, you zip it all the way up. It's
long
for one
sleeve.
Piece.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, long sleeve or short sleeves. And overalls are the ones with the strap on them that you wear a shirt underneath. That's the way I would define it.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pin.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Pin.
Do you pronounce those two words different?
Yeah. A pin and a pen.
Mm-hmm. And a soup that you buy comes in a can made out of
tin.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
You pronounce those different too?
Yes.
If you went outside without your coat and you were cold and you wanted it, you'd tell someone, run inside and what be my coat?
Well, I would say, bring my jacket.
Okay.
But if it was a coat, I'd say, bring my coat.
And you say, so he went inside and he...
got my jacket.
And what?
Brought it to me.
And you say, here I have what to your coat or jacket?
How was that now? Yeah.
I have.
Oh, brought you your jacket.
Mm-hmm. And you say, well, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it, what, perfectly?
It fit me perfectly.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
bulge.
And you say, that shirt used to fit until I washed it and it...
shrunk.
And every shirt I've washed recently has...
shrunk.
And I hope this doesn't...
shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to...
to wear fine clothes, better clothes.
Mm-hmm. What about if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and...
she likes to admire herself.
Uh-huh. Well, would you ever use the word dress up or primp up or...
I would use dress up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any other way of saying that?